As we'd like to share with you out of Genesis, the 13th chapter, verses 5 through 9, supporting scripture Hebrews 11 and 8 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible declares in Genesis 13, "And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife, I pray thee, between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou would take the left hand, then I would go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right, then I will go to the left." Hebrews 11 and 8. "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, and not knowing where he went." We ought to use a thought of subject this morning. We like to use the thought, blessings that come by your faith. Blessings that come by your faith. I'm so glad that God is able to hold us, even when times get rough. The Lord God is still right there with us. And for that, we tell our God, thank you this morning. God has blessed us once again to come together to share the love of Jesus one with another. There was a time that when we had devotion, it was almost like one couldn't wait for that individual to finish singing the song before they wanted to get their little bit of it. And so it just jumped from breast to breast and from heart to heart. And the people of God, we didn't have all the organs and all of that, but we had foot stomping and hand clapping and no carpet but wood floors. And it's something about that rhythm just sort of put us all together and brought us to a place where we were on one accord. And where there was nothing like hearing the old saints of God just lift up the name of Jesus in song and to pray like that's their last prayer. We have those that say that I don't know how to pray, but if you know how to open up your mouth, if you have a desire, if you have a need, if you have a want that you know that you can't fix or you can't do, you need to call on the name of the Lord. And I guarantee you, he will not let you fall. God is carrying us even right now. And think about the fact that God is so good and God got so much power that he allows us to yet be still here in the midst of all that might be going on in the world right now. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. You try a whole lot of things in life, and a lot of us have tried a whole lot of things, but we found that the best thing, that ever happened to me was Jesus. It had not been for the Lord on my side. Lord, God knows I don't know where I'd be right now. But I'm so glad that I'm able to say this morning and to report that somebody prayed for me. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. I know you're praying for yourself, but do you have any belief that somebody else is praying on your behalf? Yes. I'm talking about praying on your behalf, that God would step into your situation. And in the good, every now and again, it's not so much that you got a situation, but it just in life itself. Because sometimes when you wake up, you don't know what the day is going to bring. But if you wake up with a smile on your face, you ought to declare the devil's not going to take my joy today. You got to have a positive attitude about who you are and what you got to do. And if you wake up and you're feeling bad, then that's a good time to call on God. Say, God, I need you to come on and step in because I'm not having the day and I know that I'm going to need you along the way. And I guarantee that the God that we serve will be right there. So when we come together as one body in Christ, we magnify and bless his holy name. God, by his graciousness, has allowed us another day to live. Somebody left this morning on that morning train. Could have been any of us. I don't care how much you plan. You don't know what God has in store for you. And I'm sure in a time such as this, in which we live, we need God to help us to make it. Think about how our ancestors made it. Even our very parents, they didn't have it easy as we got it, but they made it happen. And so they taught us how to make it happen. You got to work hard. You got to trust God. You got to try to work together. And the most important thing that I can remember about growing up is that we were taught that family is important. You can choose. You got to know that you can't choose your family. Your family is your family. And how many of us are honest enough to know that we got a whole lot of mess in our families? Hallelujah, Jesus. No family can point the finger at nobody else. Because if you go down through the lifeline, there's somebody that's been acting the fool. There's somebody that's been doing the wrong thing. There's been somebody that's always going to create some type of strife. Siblings that can't get along. But God wouldn't have it to be that way. We got to learn to love one another. That's my brother. We don't see eye to eye all the time, but I love my brother. I had another one that just left just a couple of months ago. And now I find myself, I even thought about it this morning, thinking about him more than I thought about him when he was right there in the house. You got to learn to appreciate the time that you have on this side. Whether it's family or whether it's friends, co-workers or whatever it is, if you have an alt with somebody that you feel like going to hinder you from making it to the gate, you need to fix it. And you can't fix it all by yourself. You got to have the Lord to step in. Lord, help me to learn how to have mercy. Help me to learn how to forgive those that have wronged me. Help me to still be able to smile sincerely from the heart and not be fake. It's amazing how many fake folk we see in the house of God. Supposed to be talking and lifting up the name of Jesus, and many of us find ourselves talking out of the side of our neck. It ought to come from the heart and out the mouth. But how many of you know most of the time we let it come from the mind and out the mouth and we don't take time to consider? We got to know that somebody else has feelings just like you do. We need to be a people that just don't ask and walk and talk like we have it all made. We got to know that we got to walk by faith and not by sight. I read it that faith can't be passed down or inherited from grandma and grandpa. Yeah, mama loved the Lord, but I got to love God for myself. Daddy loved the Lord, but I got to know God for myself. That there are so many of us that say, oh, grandma prayed for me. But isn't it good that grandma taught you to pray for yourself? You know, we have a mind when we go and see our people that are down and out. We don't say that we come to pray for you, but I come to pray with you. Because if you're a believer, you're praying on your own. And then when your prayer and my prayer and her prayer get together, I believe something is going to happen. Prayer changes things. And I thank God for allowing us to learn how to pray. But most importantly this morning, we want to talk about how much we got to have faith, trust, and belief in God as well as in ourselves. You got to believe in yourself. And having faith is a part of every true believer. We can't please God without faith. It has been said that prayer is the key to the kingdom, but it's faith that unlocks the door. It's a bad thing to get there and can't get in. Okay, how long you've been preaching, how long you've been singing on the choir, how long you've been a servant in deacon ministry or deaconess ministry, ushering up and down the aisle, that will not get you in. out of all of our good works, out of all of our goodness, the Bible declares that we are nothing yet but filthy rags before God. There will be a source that there will be a source that will allow you to know that God is always right there. And if you don't have that faith to open up the door, then you can't get in. When we consider the meaning of faith, we heard this morning that the Bible declares that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so if I believe in that I cannot see. Some of us, all of us know that we know that God is a spirit. And those of us that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, it's not all about the dance. Because you can dance, you can not have nothing to dance. But if you got something down on the inside, if you had a relationship with God, if you know that God done delivered you from this, that, or the other, then it's all right for you to praise the Lord our God however you see fit. Don't worry about that one that's looking at you strange. Everybody don't praise God in the same manner. But when we look, we have all types of denominations in here, but we only got one God. So every preacher in every church house this morning is preaching under the unction of the Spirit of a mighty God. The same God that woke them up this morning woke you up this morning. We got to know that there's power in loving and knowing who God is. Now, the Bible declares and gives us an example here that by faith, the elders obtained a good report. What will your report be when you stand before the judgment seat of God? Will you be able to say that I've done all that I could do to help my brother along the way? Will you be able to say, Lord, I know that you looked beyond some faults that I had to bless my very soul? How many of us are honest enough to know that all of us have sinned? Come short of the glory of God. But the faith that we had in God let us know that if we confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then we are saved. Saved don't mean that you got to fall out in the floor. Saved don't mean that you got to be able to speak in tongues. Saved don't mean that you are better than anybody else. If you got a little bit of grace, you ought to give some of that to somebody else. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Through faith, we understand that the words were not framed by the word of God, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So now, in that voidness, God spoke a word and things came into existence. And so that's why it puzzles me how the children of Israel got so off track. If God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, then why would you get caught up into idol gods? Because how are you going to make a god out of what God made himself? You got to know that the God that we serve is able to move us. The God that we serve is able to watch over us through the day and through the night. The God we serve, when I go out of this place, God is already where I'm going. But now, if you serve in Buddha, when you go from your house to Carlton's house, you better take Buddha with you. Buddha don't have a spirit to go with you and to watch over you. You got to know the power of a loving God. And you got to have faith. The Bible declared, by faith, Abel offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Enoch was translated, didn't even have to die. We are waiting now on our time to die. And death is closer every day. We are just one step away from death. And it amazes me how we take life for granted. When I look here in this sixth verse and it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Now, you can't pray nobody else's prayer. You got to pray your own prayer. And you got to believe that God is who he says that he is. You got to believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, you don't have to have all the answers to find God. All you got to have is a desire to know him, a desire to be with him, a desire to let him be your ruler and your guide. Think about Brother Noel. The Bible declared that by faith, he believed that God said, do this, so I'm going to do it. People called him crazy, but everything worked out for his good. When God instructs you to do something, you do what God says do. Don't share too much of what God say do before God get all the plans into place. You ever found out that you can't tell everybody what your intentions are? Because somebody has set you up. Somebody will put stumbling blocks in your way just because. You know that there's some folk that don't like it just because you're blessed. Some folk don't like it because you're happy. Some folk don't like it because you believe that there is power in serving God. Somebody said that they don't take all of that. I don't know what it takes for you. And you don't know what it really takes for me. Because I don't have enough of what I need. That's why every day I got to call on the name Jesus. Every day I got to say, Lord, help me to make this journey. We got to know that God will do what needs to be done. And so, to be brief, today again, we are talking about Abram. Now, in Hebrews, as I shared with you last week, Abram was then Abram. But now in Hebrews, Abraham's life has gone through. And so he had been changed from Abram to Abraham, the father of faith. Now, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, operative word, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. Now, if you go out in darkness and not knowing where you're going, if the Lord said, I need you to do something, and he don't give you a clear picture of the outcome, if you don't believe in who he is, you allow yourself to get caught up in doubt. You allow the enemy to start putting doubt into your mind. You might find yourself saying, oh, Lord, I'm not able to do that. Lord, I can't do this. I can't do that. But I find in the Bible that I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. Last week when we talked about Abram and the Lord told him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation, will bless thee, make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now, you need to look at that latter part. What God said that I'm going to make thee a great nation. I'm going to bless thee. I'm going to make your name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. So what I want you to take from that is you're not blessed just to be blessed. But you're blessed to be a blessing. And to be a blessing does not mean that you got to go in your pocket all the time. To be a blessing might just be that I'm going to get my brother a cup of water because my brother can't get up to get the water for himself. Every time we begin to think about blessings, all we get in our minds is prosperity. But there's some rich folk that don't have any joy this morning. Got a whole lot of dollar signs, but don't have no joy. Don't have nobody that will come and say, can I do anything for you? Because they feel like you already got everything you need. And when you shun people, get about $2 or $3 and you think you all that. But don't you know that there are some things, your car break down, something break down in the house, or your body began to deteriorate. And it'll strip you of every dime that you got. We talk about this, that, and the other. But Abram was obedient to God. So not only was he going to be blessed, but he was declared to be a blessing unto others. Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. The Bible declared that Lot went with him. Lot was Abram's nephew. So here we have two men that both have been blessed and trusted in the power of God. But one of them saw the blessings that he thought with his eyes. He didn't consult God to make his decision. And the other trusted in God that no matter what, everything would work out for his good. You got to be careful not to make quick decisions. But you got to have a mind to sometimes talk to the Lord first. And then don't be in such a hurry. If you hadn't gotten your answer yet, that means that it's not time to move on that yet. Sometimes you just got to be still, let God be God. And God said, get up, then it's time to get up. Others may not understand why you don't go with them here, there, or the other places. Because God has convicted you into a place where I want to be all that the Lord God would have me to be. Now, the Bible declared that Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and they took Lot with him into the south. Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Call on the Lord, and he will come to your rescue. Now, it's amazing, family members, uncle and nephew, traveling together. Both have been blessed with abundance. Lot also, when he went with Abram, the Bible declares he had flocks, herds, and tents. And the land was not able to bear them. In other words, the substance of both of these men had become so great that they could not dwell together, for they had too much stuff. Sometimes we just can't get along in the same house. Somebody got to take the high road. Somebody got to be willing to be the humble one. Somebody got to be able to say, Lord, I'm just going to trust in thee. The Bible declares, and there was a strife, disagreement between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. The Canaanites and the Perizzites, they already was in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, you know, nephew, it's time for us to stop bickering with one another. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But sometimes you got to have a spiritual imagination to sort of get a visual picture of what's happening in the scene. In this scene, we have Abram and Lot and their herdsmen strifing and arguing with one another. But Abram said unto Lot, we don't need to have this strife. Not between me and thee, neither between your herdsmen or my herdsmen. For we be brethren. It would be a blessing if brethren could dwell together in unity. But we find that we would rather be separate because I want to be the head honcho. Sometimes you might be the one that's supposed to be the head honcho, but that one that is assisting you, that one that is going along with you, you got to allow them to expand and grow. Lot, being younger than Abel, didn't realize what a blessing it was that his uncle loved him enough to carry him with him. Abram told him, is not the whole land before thee? What you need to do is separate ourselves. You go and take the left hand, and I'll take the right. If you take the right, I'll go to the left. Abram gave Lot an opportunity to make the decision, what side do you want to go on? The Lord done told me that we got to separate. And in order to have the peace that we need, you go one way and I'll go the other way. Now, Abram very well could have said, Lot, you done brought me so much trouble, I don't want to have anything else to do with you. But the Bible declared that Abram loved Lot. Abram loved being a peacemaker. So he said, we're going to break the strife and we're going to divide and separate. But when we look out over the land, I'm not even though I'm the one that God made the promise to, I'm not going to take charge of it. I'm going to let you make the decision, Lot. What side do you want to go on? Don't you know that there's a time that you got to trust that God knows exactly what you need? Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. Lot journeyed east and they separated themselves on one from the other. Sometimes the grass might look greener on that side. But all the green grass don't mean that everything is going to flourish. He looked at it and realized that I see running waters by that green grass. So Lot realized that now if I get on that side, my cattle are going to be all right. I'm going to be fruitful. Everything going to work out for my good. You see, this was his first step in backsliding. Second step he made in backsliding, the Bible declared Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan. Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain. But Abram wanted Lot to know that you go where you want to go. But Lot chose what he thought was the high road. But he found out after he got there, there was a city very nearby where he had paid a tent. And as he pitched a tent there to live, he got himself caught up with the city right close to him. Don't you know you can't go into temptation without knowing that God would be right there by your side? You don't have faith in the power of a loving God. Lord said unto Abram, and the Lord separated him. Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art. Northward and east, southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. I want to let you know this morning that if you trust the power of God, if you walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Anything that you need from the Lord, all you got to do is trust the power of a loving God. And I stopped by to tell you, if you want to be blessed, you got to have faith in the power of a loving God. When the naysayers say no, you got to look to heaven and say, Lord, I know that anything I ask you to do, anywhere you want me to go, Lord, I need your strength. I can't make this journey all by myself. I stopped by to tell somebody that I'm standing up here by faith this morning, believing that Lot and Abram had something going on. I'm so glad that Abram stood his test of time. Abram realized that I'm going to do what the Lord God say do. See, it's all right to have God in your life, but you got to have faith in that God. You got to learn how to be obedient. When the Lord say get up, get up. When the Lord say sit down, sit down. When the Lord say go and make amends, make amends. When the Lord say get everything right, get it right. For every man, every woman got to work out his own soul salvation. And I stopped by Fowles Chapel one more time to say, I thank my God that God would be a blessing unto you. Anybody know that God is a blessing? And if God has ever done anything for you, if you're walking by faith and not by sight, then you know that your current situation is not the end of what God got for you. For the Lord God got something in store for all of us. If God got purpose for your life, all you got to do is trust in the power of God. Don't look at it on the outside, but you got to look through the dim part and know that God is right there in the midst of every situation. I'm so glad this morning that I know who God is. I know the blessings come by faith. Today is one of those days that I'm standing on faith. That's why I didn't have no mind this morning. Said, Lord, I need an energy boost because I'm not where I want to be. But it's not about what you want. It's about what God can and will do. And so I trust and believe that if we press out of our comfort zone and trust and believe, then God will do what needs to be done. Think about Abram. Think about Lot. We all know the story. Or most of us know the story. Lot ended up getting messed up. But because of who Abram was, because he had faith in God, because he was obedient to God, and he didn't let strife get him off track. When he realized that we're not going to be able to make it, he was the one that was humble enough and man enough to say, it's time for us to depart. And I'm going to give you a choice. You go the way you want to go, and I'll go the other. And the thing is that when you go and you think you got everything on your side, if the motives are not right, if your heart is not right, you might be up here for a little while. But when you come down, you're going to come down hard. But if you wait on God, if you believe in God, if you got faith in who God really is, trusting and believing that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, he will do what no one else can do. Blessings comes from your faith. And your faith will allow you to enjoy many more blessings. To God be the glory.